Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. Today's devotional was written by Jenny Green and read by Amy Large. Our scripture today is from Luke chapter 9, verses 12 and 13, and I'll be reading from the Message. As the sun set, the 12 said, "Dismiss the crowd so they can go to the farms or villages around here and get a room for the night and a bite to eat. We're out in the middle of nowhere." "You feed them," Jesus said. They said, "We couldn't scrape up more than 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Unless, of course, you want us to go to town ourselves and buy food for everybody." For there were more than 5,000 people in the crowd. As a child, I remember being utterly astounded at how 5,000 people could be fed that day in Galilee, with 12 baskets of crumbs left over. Jesus, in the blessing and feeding of his crowd of listeners, nourished not only their physical bodies, but also fed their souls with his teaching that day. The listeners certainly must have gone from the place refreshed and renewed, filled with blessings beyond the meal of bread and fish. As you move through this time of Lent, consider your sources of nourishment, those things that sustain and deepen your faith. How can you offer these strengths to bless and nourish the people you come in contact with during Lent and beyond? Prepare to be astounded at what can happen. Let us pray. Loving God, refresh our faith and expand our opportunities to nourish others. Fill us to overflowing with the miracle of your presence. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.